today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Gloria Copeland concludes her teaching from Healing School. Be sure to join her for a special prayer and confession of health and healing at the end of today's message.
Believe, you receive when you pray. And then you say it. You tell it. You take it with your mouth. So when we pray today, and we're getting ready to do that very thing right now, we're going to believe we receive. That means you take it, you believe it, you act on it, you begin to do what you couldn't do before. Now, we're all going to be believing and receiving. So don't be thinking, well, people are looking at me. Well, what will they think? Well, people aren't even looking at you. They're looking at them. We're all going to be believing and receiving. And it's just us believers here today. It's just the family here today. Just Jesus and the family here today. Glory to God. So we're going to be bold in the name of Jesus. And act and take. Hallelujah. Now, let's stand up and receive our healing. Are you ready to receive? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we have faith today. Our faith is in you, Jesus. We thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the healing anointing that's about to hit this place. We are coming into agreement. Just say this. I agree. As touching this fact. Jesus is the healer. He bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. And by his stripes, I was healed. I believe that. I believe it's been done. And now in the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. I receive my healing. Jesus, you're the healer. I receive my healing. In your name. I'm going to do what I couldn't do before. Now in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of sickness, disease, malfunction, abnormality over you. Spirit, soul, and body, I command you to be made whole. In the name of Jesus, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Jesus, the healer, is healing you now. Jesus, the healer, is healing you now. I command parts to come back. I command your eyes to be healed, your ears to be healed, your bones, your back, all of your bones to be healed, your blood to be healed. I rebuke cancer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak to the spirit life in cancer. You leave these people in the name of Jesus. They are healed by the stripes of Jesus himself. Cancer, you dare not stay in the name of Jesus. I rebuke epilepsy in Jesus' name. Heart condition, I command your heart to be healed. I speak to paralyzed limbs. You be normal in the name of Jesus. You be normal. You move. You be movable. Normal. Quick. Healed. Whole. In Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, be made whole. In Jesus' name. Every sickness, every disease, depart from your body now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command new parts to come. If you need kidneys, whatever you need, be made whole, kidneys. Be restored, repaired, replaced, healed, whole in Jesus' name. A new heart, new hearts, new parts, new ears, eardrums where there were no eardrums. Your eyes to be made whole in the name of Jesus. the healing anointing to flow into this place. We receive that, Lord. Just lift up your hands and say, I receive that your healing anointing coming into me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Act on it. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Do what you couldn't do before. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't pick up your leg, pick it up. If you couldn't stretch out your arm, stretch it out. Act on the word of God. Glory to God. Tumors and lumps, you be gone in the name of Jesus. Every abnormal growth, you go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, ears. Ears, be healed. You spirit of deafness, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Ears, be opened in Jesus' name. Be opened in the name of Jesus. Every person be able to hear the word of God in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. I rebuke pain and the source of pain. Pain, you go now in Jesus' name. And the source of pain, be gone in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
The word of the Lord came to me just a few moments ago to share this with you, and it'll help you. We it's easier for us to understand now God's process.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because of certain things that we know now that other generations before us didn't know about God's process of constructing this human body. But now we have a good imagination of it because we've learned something about DNA. Now, the scripture says that your body is typed in heaven. Because, see, even after somebody's body has decomposed in the ground, at the sound of God's trumpet, at the sound of His voice, that body will be totally glorified, reconstructed. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, exactly. Now, a full, perfect copy of your DNA is in heaven because the scripture says He knew you before the foundation of the world. It's there right now.
Praise God.
And while we were standing back there, I was standing back there, and I was receiving, and I asked the Lord earlier as Gloria was teaching and preaching, I asked Him to help me with something, and this is what came from it. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't possibly conceive of the resurrection taking place, and there you stand with a glorified... Jesus said, handle me. A spirit hath not flesh and bone, as you see me have. He had Thomas stick his finger in those holes, and he stuck his fingers in the hole in his side. But can you imagine being resurrected and part of your teeth being gone? That don't even compute. there ain't no way you're going to get resurrected and one of your lungs don't work.
Right. That's right.
You're not going to get resurrected and a leg that don't work. That man with that withered arm, there's no way that man would come to the resurrection and go to heaven with a withered arm. That's not going to happen. Now, in the glory, He meets our needs according to His riches in glory. It's not way off somewhere. It's right there.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The mystery of Christ within us our hope of glory. That blueprint, that glorified blueprint, is right inside you right now.
Praise the Lord.
I want you to begin in your mind. I want you to begin seeing teeth where there were no teeth. Eardrums where there were no eardrums. Good, strong 20/20 vision or better eyes where there were no eyes. I want you to start seeing it right now. It's there right now. I want you to draw it to you. I want you to draw it to you. I want you to see that cancer getting up and running out of there as fast as it can get out. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Draw on it. I want you to see it. I want you to see it inside you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see it.
Glory to God.
Praise God. Amen.
Pattern.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
That pattern's already there. It is in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ Jesus. Receive it. Hallelujah. Oh, Gloria, Gloria, set it by the Holy Ghost. Parts. New parts. New heart. New lungs. New teeth. New eyes. New ears. Hair where there was no hair, praise God.
Thank you for
that's
hair.
Part of the promise. Not a hair on your head will perish.
Right.
Claim it. Lay hold upon
it.
Praise God forevermore.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. Glory, 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 glory,
receiving. I'm receiving.
Glory, glory,
glory to God. Perfect pattern. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, thank you that we're healed from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet.
Our fingertips are healed. Our toe tips are healed. We're healed all over, Lord. Thank you for the perfect pattern of healing manifesting in every person right now. We receive it, glory to God.
We receive it right now in the name of Jesus.
Renewing. Thank you for renewing our youth, Lord, and strengthening us in Jesus' name. Glory. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. Check yourself out. Glory to God. You can do what you couldn't do before. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for healing me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Thank you for healing my legs. Glory to God, my legs are healed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that my eyes are healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for renewing and restoring us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for new hearts in Jesus' name. Thank you that every organ functions in the name of Jesus. Functions. Every leg can walk. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We're just receiving. We're receiving. We're receiving. We're receiving. We're receiving. We believe we've received. We're receiving manifestation. We're receiving manifestation. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we honor you and thank you as the healer. You're the healer, Lord. You do all things well. Praise you, Lord. We're receiving. We're receiving. We're receiving. Glory to God.
All manner of lung disease is being healed right now. Bronchitis,
lung
asthma,
disease.
Tuberculosis, all manner of those kind of
things.
Praise
you, Jesus.
All manner of it. Deep-seated coughing.
Glory to God.
Deep coughing. Viral infections that just seem to not go away.
Ooh.
Well, they go away now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Breathe deeply. Breathe deeply over and over and over and over and over and over. Breathe, breathe, breathe by faith. Praise God. Breathe.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
See it. See it inside of you. See new lungs, new bright pink,
yes,
healthy lungs. Hallelujah.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
Not emphysema-filled, bronchial-diseased lungs. No, 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 no. No, see it.
Heal,
see it.
Heal,
see it.
Heal,
heal. See it. Your new lungs. Your new lungs from glory. Your new glorified
yes.
lungs.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hearts,
God. Bronchial hearts. Tubes. New ones. New ones. See it. Bright and pretty and pink. Praise the Lord. Vibrant. Vibrant. Amen. Your youth renewed like the eagles.
Oh,
glory to God.
Receive it, Lord.
Your youth renewed.
Thank you.
Renewed, restored, praise
yes,
God.
I'm renewed, I'm restored.
And breathe deep. See it and breathe deep. Breathe deep again.
Thank you.
Breathe deeply again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Breathe, 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 breathe.
Breathe,
breathe, breathe, breathe. In Jesus' name, breathe. Bronchitis is under the curse. Asthma is under the curse. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Repent and rebuke yourself forever saying, I have asthma. I have bronchitis. No, you don't. You have healing. Praise God.
Healing.
Jesus bore your bronchitis. Jesus bore your asthma. Jesus bore. Jesus bore it. Oh, but Brother Copeland, I was such a sinner, and I smoked cigarettes for 40 years. I don't have nothing to do with it. Jesus bore that curse. He bore that addiction.
Yes.
He bore that sin. Get it out of you.
Hallelujah.
Rebuke it.
Yes, in Jesus.
And breathe. And breathe by faith. Breathe. Receive and breathe. Breathe and receive. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Back to
you,
to
behind us,
all over the world. Jesus, the healer,
breathe
is
present
by His Spirit. Receive and act on
it just like you were here.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The miracles all over the world right now. Thank you, Jesus. How wonderful your word is to bring faith to receive the miracle healing power of God. Oh, thank you for the miraculous one. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
AIDS.
AIDS.
HIV.
Yes.
Die. Get out of that body in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking to you in the name of my Lord, my Master, my High Priest,
yes,
my Lord over HIV.
Uh-huh.
My Lord over every disease. My Lord over every so-called incurable disease. You come out,
come
of
out.
Everybody, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, come out. Be healed.
Now listen to me. Listen come to out. Me very carefully. Listen to me. Listen to me just as carefully and strongly as you can. I want you to see it. I want you to see it in the picture of your mind. I want you to see a blood transfusion going on inside you right now. The cells of your blood are being exchanged for the blood of Jesus. Being exchanged for the blood of Jesus. Cleansed. I want you to see your blood running through a Holy Ghost filter inside your liver, inside your body, every vein, praise God, filtering out that virus, filtering out herpes, all of that junk in the name of Jesus, filtering your blood, filtering your blood, filtering your blood from all disease, filtering your blood from all viruses. Pure, 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 hallelujah, as the blood of Jesus. And you go immediately. You go immediately. You get the elements of communion and you get on your knees and you take communion before the Lord Jesus Christ and you receive His blood.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes, thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
All over the world.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for driving that out all over the world. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be the Lord God. Thank you for delivering the people. That is a wonderful thing. We do pray. Let's praise the Lord for those miracles. Thank you, Lord, for healing the people. Glory to God. Thank you that HIV is done away. Done away. You bore it away, Jesus, and we receive it away in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for restoring their bodies, restoring every part of them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Strength comes back. Life comes back. Parts come back whole and well and healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed.
I had some pain in my left knee that came on, I can just say within the last few years, that I just noticed hinder me some at work, but mainly at home. I have to be careful getting down on my left knee if I'm down there with the kids or something. And it's just one small spot, but it would shoot pain all through my whole knee. And I kind of thought this ridiculous. My 89-year-old grandfather gets down on the floor with my kids, and I crawls around. And I'm 30, and I'm having trouble doing that. And that's just not right.
Was it a result of an accident or an injury, or did it just start randomly?
It started randomly, but I'm a mechanic, so I'm twisted around and crawling all over the place. And when I was young, I skateboarded until the sun went down. And so my knees were always, you know, torn up and either scabbed up or bleeding. And I'm just, you know, it's probably some scar tissue that was in there left over. And I just started to notice it after I had kids.
But it was hindering you in your personal life and your career.
Yeah.
It was a hindrance. So what happened today?
Gloria said to just start doing what you couldn't do. And I kind of sat there like, I don't know, you know, I didn't feel anything. But I thought, well, I'll get down on the concrete. And I got down on the concrete and I kind of moved around. So I moved around some more and a little more. My wife looked at me and kind of was like, does it hurt? No, it doesn't. I think as Brother Copeland said, the Lord can't give you anything you won't take. And it's a new way to think that I can take this. It's here for me. I just have to take it. Just like my salvation. By faith, I believe that I'm saved. So by faith, I can believe for everything else. And that was new. I do believe I'm healed.
In Jesus' name.
We do. I get down right here. I can get down and move around on that knee without any trouble.
And that's something you can do?
No, I couldn't do it before. I couldn't have done it last time.
And you're standing up, and how does it feel right now?
It's fine. There's no pain.
So what are you going to do when you get home?
I'm going to play with my kids. I'm going to play with my kids on the ground. Crawl all over.
Alan received his healing because he acted in faith on the Word of God. He said, this is it. I'm going for it. This ought not be. He couldn't do what he wanted to do. He couldn't move around like he wanted to do. Couldn't play with his children. He said, this ought not be. And he began to act on the Word of God. Now, that's what you have to do in the healing of you. That's how you get saved. That's how you get healed. That's how you prosper. Poverty, if you study your Bible, poverty is a curse. It is not a blessing in the Bible. It is listed under
the curse and blessing and increase is listed under the blessing. That's Deuteronomy 28. If you ever get mixed up on that, and there, some Christians are mixed up on it, they don't know the blessing from a curse. You go to Deuteronomy 28, you look under the things of the curse, and that's what Jesus bore for you. Then you look at the blessing, and you know, this is what Jesus got for me, the blessing. That the blessing, it says in Galatians 3, comes upon the Gentiles. I want to pray for your healing, and I want to pray for your finances. So you just get ready to receive. Father, I lift up every person to you. I thank you that the healing anointing flows into every sick person, every disabled person, every person who is not able to move every part of his body like he should. I pray for every person to be made whole, to be mobile, to be healed, to be restored. In Jesus' name, receive your healing. Now receive it. Say, I take it. I take my healing. I receive it now in Jesus' name. And you begin to act on it. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. Just like this man you just saw. He began to do what he couldn't naturally do. How did he do it? Well, when he stepped out to take a step of faith, the power of God came on him and healed him. And the same thing is true in your finances. Increase belongs to the sower. Crops, increase belongs to the sower. When you sow your seed at church, when you sow your seed to an individual that you're giving to, when you're blessing somebody else, pray over it and believe God for the return. Pray over your offering. I want to pray with you right now and you believe it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every offering that you've directed to come into this ministry today. I speak the blessing and the increase of God over it. I command blessing to come, increase to come. I break the power of lack over your finances in Jesus' name. And the power of sickness and disease over your body, you're healed. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. Join me again next week as we continue on the master plan. Be quick to hear and quick to obey. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for watching the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, visit kcm.org. 2008 is the 30th year of Healing School. Plan to join Gloria Copeland at a meeting near you. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, a time for the blessing without measure. Jump in the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. With Super Kid Academy in 1440, there's a place for the whole family. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.